Iran's foreign ministry says the United States must realize that it cannot steal Iranians' wealth by fabricating lies. The ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi said the U.S. has attempted to turn the world public opinion against Iran at a heavy cost. He added Washington must realize that the Iranian nation is different from the countries which earn the U.S. support at the expense of giving their people's wealth. Ghassemi was reacting to a Luxembourg court ruling that refused to uphold a U.S. court decision against Iran. Back in 2012, the court accused Iran of supporting al-Qaeda that carried out the 9/11 attacks. The American court ruling to help victims' families claim with Iranian assets worth $1.6 billion held by a Luxembourg-based clearinghouse. Iran has denied any involvement in the attacks and described the Luxembourg court ruling as a success. International lawyer Barry Grossman joins us now from Bali to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Grossman, talk to us more about what this ruling means.
Well, look, it's interesting. I mean, I can't see how the court could have come to any other conclusion. It's interesting that the United States still can't seem to quite make up its mind about the basis on which it wants to, it seeks to compel other nations to demonize and isolate Iran. It started, of course, with the argument that some non-existent nuclear program in Iran demanded that kind of action. When that was proven to be false and all possible issues were resolved by diplomacy, the U.S. reneged on that and tried to challenge Iran's missile program, which, of course, under the U.N. Charter is an inalienable right. It's perfectly legal, and there's nothing in any existing international treaty or law that would prevent Iran from having a missile program. So then it moves on, of course, to the usual nonsense about human rights abuses and all manner of other things, which in fact are no business of the Americans. And we end up back with the old chestnut, terrorism. Now, it's really important to understand that that decision in 2012, quite apart from the sheer lunacy in the way the trial judge in the federal court ran that case and failed to require any kind of proof of culpability on Iran's part, the basis on which the case was allowed to go ahead against Iran but not against Saudi Arabia was entirely, I guess the best way to describe it, a legal consequence of a political act, the two key components being the political act of the State Department many years ago designating Iran to be a state sponsor of terrorism without anything even resembling a quasi-judicial process to support that designation. And then legislation, I believe, after the designation, an amendment to the Sovereign Immunities Act, which basically stipulated that a nation's sovereign immunity is suspended in cases involving terrorism. So the whole thing was a setup from woe to go. The basis on which the federal court decided to impose liability was completely absurd. From memory, the gravamen of the supposed offense had something to do with claims, not from witnesses, I might add, but from counsel, claims that certain al-Qaeda individuals had managed to travel through Iran to Afghanistan and back again without being intercepted by Iranian officials, and that somehow the court decided made Iran responsible for all the damage and loss coming out of 9/11. So it's not surprising that a European court would say, well, we can't dictate to the United States the circumstances in which it might choose to suspend a nation's sovereign immunity, but its determination suspending Iran's sovereign immunity is an entirely American determination that's not binding in Europe. And indeed, the basis of that determination is really quite absurd. It was the inevitable outcome of an entirely political act. So we're back to square one, which is the United States trying to demonize and isolate and essentially rob the people of Iran by any means available, including bribery, threats, and extortion, and everything else. And that's what we see playing out again here. And people should not be under any confusion about this. The resources that are marshaled by the United States in order to try and push forward this program are staggering. They spend enormous amounts of money. They bring enormous amounts of resources to bear in order to brutalize and bully other nations into doing what they want to do, knowing full well that what they're trying to do is entirely illegal under international law. But of course, the United States doesn't consider itself bound by international law, and therein lies the great irony. The United States is far too exceptional to have to pay attention to niceties like treaties and international law. So here we are. We're back at essentially square one. What remains to be seen, of course, is the extent to which the European political apparatus, as opposed to the courts in individual European nations, will make good on their commitment to make sure that Iran is able to continue trading with European-based companies. Up to now, the effort made, contrary to the rhetoric, has been entirely unsatisfactory. And we've seen many corporations elect to sever their business relations with Iran, quite unfortunately.
Thanks a lot, international lawyer Barry Grossman, joining us from Bali.